Simone Ben, how are you?
I'm good, thank God. How are you?
Very good, thank you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yes.
So, last week I was talking about this minimalist or minimalism movement that is just taking the world by storm. People are tired of constantly having to keep up with the Joneses, and they're saying, you know what, let the Joneses do what they need to do. We're going to do what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And for lots of different reasons. People are motivated for different reasons. So, it's just, can you define minimalism for us?
That's so funny because recently I spoke and I said, what is minimalism? Minimalism is a hashtag that I use on Instagram to get followers.
Okay.
By way of introduction, I guess I would say minimalism is a lifestyle choice of choosing to live with less, not for the sake of less, but for the sake of more. But more freedom, more experiences, less stress, less management, less to clean, less to think about, more to do, more time with family.
So it's about spending the focus on experiences rather than on the stuff.
Yes, and you know, it's so interesting that you're saying that because when I used to see, that's also a hashtag, experiences over things or something like that. That's also a hashtag. And when I used to see that, I used to think, but you know, that doesn't apply to me because I'm not an experiences kind of girl. I'm like a sit at home, binge watching gossip girl. And then I realized that's my version of an experience. I don't want to jump out of an airplane. I want to sit at home for hours with my husband and just have to have that freedom. But the two go hand in hand. If I don't have to clean my whole house all the time because there's so many things and there's so many rugs and there's so much, then I can do that. I can come home, clean for 10, 15 minutes and we can sit and relax, but there's not that pressure. So, yes, minimalism is basically living your life with less but better and with less stuff, less pressure, less overwhelm, less to do, less to manage and more to enjoy.
So tell us your story, Simone.
Okay, very quickly, very briefly, I just kind of have always been into seeking and reading and, you know, I did philosophy when I was at Wits, that kind of thing. And about 10, 12 years ago, I came across, just so happened, one blog called Zen Habits, which isn't necessarily about minimalism, but he likes to practice it. And it just spiraled from there. I came across more and more and more resources online, and it just spiraled. I was living at home. I'm the only child of three parents. I need a lot of attention. I got a lot of attention. And by attention, I mean stuff. And I was in my early 20s. I came across this kind of idea that actually, how much stuff do you need? How much stuff do you want? How much stuff do you want to manage? How much stuff do you want to carry around? And it just sort of filtered into my life over the last decade to where I am today, which is probably a very extreme manifestation of the movement, of the idea of the philosophy.
Are you happier?
Oh, infinitely.
All right. So if we think about how good we feel when we've cleaned something, when we've purged something, when we've, you know, I feel incredible after doing Pesach cleaning.
Yes.
I do.
I'm with you, but it's also a personality thing. I mean, there are people who hoarders, who need stuff to feel good about themselves.
But that's a pathology. I would go further than that. I would say, I think that we all on a spectrum. I really do. And to some, I might be this extreme minimalist, and to other minimalists, I might be like this insane hoarder, you know? So I think we're all somewhere in the spectrum, but we have to find what works for us. And when I originally spoke to Kathy, she said to me, what's minimalism? And I said, well, for me, there's no prescription. If you think that there's a prescription that you're trying to follow, you're doing it wrong. Minimalism is looking at your life and saying, what do I need? What do I need?
Not what do I want.
Yeah.
And then for me personally, it's aligning my wants to my needs.
All right. So can you come back next week. And can we talk about the process?
Sure.
And can you take us through the process every week, a different step, so that if we do want to declutter our lives,
sure,
it actually becomes a plan and a strategy that we can follow. It might just be our cupboards that we want to declutter. It might be, I don't know, those drawers, you know, the drawers
the
that everybody keeps, the drawer.
The
that
man
keeps
drawer, I'm looking at you, Simon.
The batteries, you know, the batteries that haven't worked for 6 years. Odd keys that you don't know where they belong.
Oh, yes, I know those.
You know that drawer,
well,
right? Mm. Yeah, old remote controls that haven't worked. You, what,
cable
what's in your drawer?
I'm going to say cable ties.
Don't knock cable ties.
I do love a good cable tie. I do.
All right, Simone Penn, thank you very,
it's a great
very
pleasure.
Much. And we look forward to speaking to you next Monday.
Awesome. I'll be here.